This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, first time, 2016. This is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. I probably need to, I'll tell you what, let's get some administrative business out of the way. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, let me explain what's been going on. I went on hiatus because the show is about to move into to a permanent radio station here in the upstate of South Carolina. And when that happens, it's going to sound much better from the viewpoint of they won't be trying to mix two different kinds of levels. That's all radio stuff. That's why it's happening. But I also wanted to take the show and expand it, get a third hour, and this is where it was. So now we're, instead of morning drive time, we're in the evening drive time, which should be better because I have a lot of guests on the West Coast that seem to want to, they don't like to miss their beauty rest. So, for the lead, I had to think about this, and I had to actually play rocks, paper, scissors. And, of course, the lead was going to be between Obama and Oregon. So, let me go ahead and break your heart now. There's a big difference between what's going on in Oregon and what happened at the Bundy Ranch in Nevada. And as such, and because of the things that I am seeing there, because a lot of you were communicating to me wanting to know what I was going to do about this, which, you know, it's not really something I'm going to do anything about because these guys aren't fighting anybody. They're not protecting anybody. The Bundy Ranch, they were protecting Cliven Bundy and his family. And I don't know why the Bundy brothers are up there, but, you know, from the reports I'm getting on this, the city didn't want them there. The Hammonds, the ones that got arrested, they didn't want them there. And this is what it boils down to. Because there's a lot of people screaming double jeopardy. When those guys were convicted and when they got their sentence, now this happens all the time on the defense part. The defense sometimes will appeal a conviction or sentence. And it takes years for that to get heard. Well, this time the prosecution apparently appealed this sentence to some degree because somebody picked it up and said, well, wait a minute, the sentencing guidelines say 5 years, not two. So they still have time to serve. And this is, it's rotten. It's rotten what's happened to those guys. It is rotten what's happened to those guys. It happened 15 years ago. That's how long this has been going on. It's been 15 years since their deed, which they got convicted of arson. And there's all kinds of people saying, well, hey, you know, Bill, the ranchers burn stuff all the time, and Bureau of Land Management burns stuff, EPA burns stuff. Yeah, well, I know what I've read, and the problem with what I've read is so vague that I'm having a hard time with ISIS all around us and with all the other stuff with Obama. Here in my state, we've got some weirdo out there trying to create a gun registration here in South Carolina. So I've got my eye on a lot of things. This is not one that's really yanking my chain until something changes. They went in and took over a deserted building. There's a far cry from doing that, a deserted building in the middle of nowhere, okay, versus at the Bundy Ranch facing down the Bureau of Land Management with helicopters and everything in the air. One is a confrontation. The other one is a camp out, okay? Don't know why they're doing it. Don't know what they expect to succeed at here, what they expect to gain by doing this. It's... I get it. I mean, I've been wondering, well, what's going to be the seminal event? And I haven't known what that was going to be. But that, anyway, we'll get to that in a minute there, Heath. I'm gonna unload on that guy. But our president, Barack Obama, has decided that he has legal standing now, which this is going to be a whimper, okay? This is going to be a whimper. What I think he's going to try to do, and what I've heard telegraphed that he's going to try to do, is that he's going to try to force people who are selling guns, if they don't have an FFL, to get an FFL. But I don't know at what arbitrary number he's going to force that to happen. Is it going to be 10 guns a year? Is it going to be 50? Is it going to be 5? Is it going to be 1? So we'll see how that plays. The thing about this, though, the reason he's trying to get in and start putting the kibosh to private sales is he knows that that can't work unless he has a registry in place. He's already been told this by the Department of Justice. And, Paul Ryan, the newly minted Speaker of the House, is out there saying this is a dangerous overreach. What I'm looking for them to say is, we're coming for you, Barack. You go ahead and pass your little executive orders, and before the end of the year, we'll be saying President Joe Biden. That's what I really want to hear. Being asked in the chat room about what's happening in South Carolina, a senator named Marlon Kimpson telegraphed this back in August after the Emmanuel Church shooting. But he's got out there now. He wants to have a gun registry here in South Carolina. He also wants a buyer's permit. We have to have a permit to buy. He also wants to reclassify a bunch of guns as assault weapons and then ban them. He wants to have a state background check in addition to a federal background check. And he also wants to make it mandatory to where if you have your gun lost or stolen, you have to report that, which I can't think of anybody that doesn't do that already. The number to get in now has changed. It's 877-807-4048, 877-807-4048. Is that right, Ben? Does that sound right to you? Very good. I got that in an email prior to this, but I didn't get that. I didn't know about the Stack 5, so we'll have to work on that. But, yes, this is new, and at the same time, it's a little different, but, I mean, the final changes haven't been put in place just yet, but it's coming. But I'm waiting on a great many things. I'm waiting to see what Barack Obama is going to do, because I don't think it's going to be much. There's not much he can do. He can't make law where there is no law. And the only thing I can think of that he might do is he's going to set a limit on guns. He's going to set a limit on who's buying. You know, if you're selling this many, then you're a dealer, and if you're not, well, then you're not a dealer. I'm sure that number will go down, down, down as time goes on. Although, to his credit, everybody's favorite, unfavorite presidential candidate, Trump, says if he does it, he'll unsign it and veto it and everything else. So, 3 weeks. I'm gone 3 weeks and come back, and this is what we end up with. All kinds of stuff. We'll be right back. On a Monday, back again live, 2016, this is Lock and Load. education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. I need to remind myself not to rejoin that way every time. I thought about a few things while I was away, whilst I was gone. And I need to, change a few things about my execution. So bear with me on that one. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. The number to get in has changed. 877-807-4048 is the number now if you choose to call in to the show. Concerning these executive orders, the thing that bothers me about the executive orders, since we don't know what they're going to be, So this is what's going to happen as this comes to play. Just get ready for this. Just steel yourself for it. This is the cynic in me sharing with you what I think. First thing first, the NRA will proclaim that the executive order is an egregious infringement, and they will be correct. They will be correct about that. Then we can give a 40% chance that Congress will pass a bill, and if the House of Representatives to change things back the way they were, then there's a 25% chance that such a bill passes the Senate. And even though they pass both the House and Senate, it ends there. Because Barack Obama's not going to sign it. And even less chance that the Congress has enough votes to override it. The main problem here is the average American doesn't have a problem with mandating that every firearms transaction involve a federal background check, even though most of them are out there and should be able to remember a time when they didn't exist. I can, you know, let's see, how old was I when that passed? I was 34. I was 34 years old. 34 years old when that passed. And before that, there was nothing. And crime was already on its way down when that all began. No matter how hard, no matter how hard the NRA is going to press Congress to change the law, right now, with Barack Obama in office, it is not a politically viable thing to do. There are some legislators that will use this as a means to get themselves reelected. They'll keep their red seat from turning blue. And for the opposition, rolling back this thing, if he actually passes it, because I don't really know how this is going to close the so-called gun show loophole, which, you know, you can't close something that doesn't exist, right? But they will say they'll say this is going to close the gun show loophole. Right after that happens, very likely what will happen then is we'll have another spree shooter. Or another terrorist incident. The spree shooters, none of this nonsense would have done anything against any of the spree shooters because they went through a background check. All of them. They all went through a background check. Then along will come the Second Amendment Foundation. Of course, they're going to file a lawsuit, and this will, this is what they do, and they do it very well. The NRA might join into it, but leaving Alan Gottlieb alone when he's doing this, he's much better when he's flying solo. So let's leave him alone on this one. Then, then there's this, though. Once the lawsuit is filed, it will get laughed out of court every time until they've gone through everything. And then maybe it gets this to the Supreme Court. And then let's give them a 30% chance they actually hear the case. Because their past record is they don't want to hear Second Amendment cases. Should the Supremes agree to hear such a case, it's sort of a toss-up at that point as to whether they defend the right to buy and sell firearms without federal supervision. Even agreeing to hear the case would be out of character. So, short term. And I don't mean this as a criticism of anybody, okay? I understand why a lot of things happened in the last two elections. I get it, all right? for a lot of people in the last two elections on the Republican side, there was not somebody they would consider to be a viable candidate. There was not somebody they thought was serious enough about trying to change the country. So a lot of people sat it out. A lot of gun owners sat it out. However, when he passes this, okay, there's not going to be a whole lot that's going to be done about it. And that's just the God's honest truth to you. It's not going to be a whole lot done to it. For the people on the Beltway, they don't care. They don't care. They do not care. Most of America is disconnected. Even though there's more adults that own guns than don't, okay, a vast number of us are not connected at all. There's probably 7 million out of, 134 million gun owners that are really, really wired into this. Congress could, they I would like to think they're capable of doing this, but they might be incapable of doing this, of passing new legislation to revamp the FFL system and restore the previous status quo. But even pro-gun Republicans would consider, because they don't know what they're doing, they would consider the private, restore private sales issue politically toxic. Now, for those of you who are out there saying, I'll never vote for him, the only candidate out there that's saying anything about I will take it down is Donald Trump. And given the way the imperial presidency has shaken itself out, this means he will have, you know, just based upon the precedent set by this president, he will have the capability to take and make a executive order rescinding this and as many previous executive orders as he wants to, because he will be the executive. So this is actually, this is sort of a, it's not throwing a monkey wrench in the machine, but it's certainly going to make us have to think, isn't it? This is going to make us have to think about what we're going to do, because nobody else is being as direct as Trump, and everybody thinks Trump's insane. So we have to decide who's it going to be. It certainly can't be Shillery. I don't want Shillery. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
2016. Everybody bear with me as I shake this system out, because even though it looks the same and everything, things are a little different. So everybody bear with me if you will. Welcome back. Of course, this is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio for yet another year. I'm very pleased to still be with them, and I'm very pleased to announce that this portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I'm going to tell you why this is never, if once he passes this, I'm going to tell you why it's very likely you will be left alone. And it'll be just, see, and this is the thing. This is the thing about this that bothers me the most about it. Who was I talking to? I was talking to somebody today, and I was explaining, and they were trying to explain to me how we have to, at all costs, we cannot simply take moving the ball a little bit in the right direction. When this is being explained to me, I simply waited for them to finish this, and I said, you understand, of course, that the only way you can guarantee to move the ball all the way to the end zone in the direction you want it to go in, you have to go ahead and suit up and get ready and tool up and get ready to go. Okay? You're not going to get that legislatively. That just doesn't exist. And I got told how, it just does no good to. And these are the people. The people that are out there saying, well, you know, we can't take partial remuneration. We can't take partial movement. We've got to have it all right now. Hey, Kevin, good. Welcome to the chat room. That's going to be what causes us to have one of these, one of these armed things happening. Now, here we have a guy at the Detroit Free Press, a pilgrim who's one of the undecided, because he's going to dance on both sides of the line here. He asked the question, what made a young couple walk into a health facility and start shooting people? It wasn't gun law. It wasn't the easy ability to purchase weapon in this country. Such a thing made people killers. Everybody would be a killer. And then from then on, he goes back and forth as if he can't decide who to assign blame to. And this is where most people are going to make their biggest mistake, because there is no utopian place to go. Wherever there's going to be human beings, there's going to be human beings that want to hurt other human beings or take things from other human beings or do things to other human beings. Okay? That part of it is that's never going to change. It has not changed from the time going all the way back to 2001, A Space Odyssey, when the apes figured out they could beat each other to death with ribs, to now. There's always going to be three classes of us. There's going to be the class that watches out for everybody. There's going to be the class that is a predator of everybody. And there's going to be the last class, which is the ones with a head in the sand. If you want to do the sheep, dog, wolf thing, however you want to put it, that's fine. Now, laws, according to this writer, smartly written, address the dangers facing a society. This is what the writer says, and right here you can tell right away the writer is completely disconnected from reality. Laws, smartly written, penalize the crimes that occur in society. They will address a crime once it's been identified as such, and then they go looking for the person after he's done the crime, but there's no payback, okay? You can catch the guy, you can incarcerate him, you can kill him, whatever you want to do. There's no payback on the crime. Once crime's done, it just can't be undone. Now, for him, the biggest gun law was written 224 years ago. And he says it's mostly about guns and the ownership of them. It's not about bad behavior, murderous thoughts, or anything else that guns frequently exacerbate. Now, now we come to the next part. Guns, okay, they make it easier for people to do things, but they do things anyway. People that want to kill themselves killed themselves fewer times last year with guns, except the number of people that killed themselves went up. And here's a nice little tidbit for you. Amongst white men, of the, I believe it is 73% of white men that died due to guns killed themselves. 84% of black men that died due to guns were murder victims. That also tells you something about the problems facing guns and people and everything else. Now, for the writer, he can't really decide which side he's on. He says being loud and being right are two different things. And he's leaning towards being anti-gun because he says it's always easier to scream against change than to create it. Now, but he does ask the question, would the change be 100% effective? If we banned every gun in the country, some criminals would still get their hands on them or use bombs instead or other weapons. But is that a reason to watch the next whacked out radical go freely into a U.S. gun shop, legally purchase guns designed for quick multiple killings, then use them on fellow citizens to go out in a blaze of infamy? This is our problem right here. That paragraph is our problem. This is what they believe happens. They believe some guy with his eyes rolling in his head and he's pulling at his hair and snatching his hair out and drooling can walk into a gun shop, and the gun guys at the gun shop are just going to get out there and say, okay, Everything checks out. Thanks there, Mr. Lunatic. Take this gun and have a good day. So, let me type that in there to the chat room. Can't type and talk at the same time. This is the low info voter at work. Let me read this paragraph to you again. This is what they think happens. Is there a reason to watch the next whacked out radical go freely into a U.S. gun shop, legally purchase guns designed for quick multiple killings, then use them on fellow citizens to go out in a blaze of infamy? Now, let me point this out to you. I've seen guys that train with a single shot 410 shotgun. They can send a bunch of rounds downrange in a minute with a single shot 410 shotgun. That's because they train with the weapon. So you can tell right away he's fallen for the one, the assault weapons myth, two, the extended magazine myth, three, you know, all the myths that go along with gun control. Of course, the multi-automatic round myth, all this other nonsense. And if they do, there'll still be another mass killing. Now, he finishes out by saying, I take issue with those who refuse to accept that mass killings with assault weapons fall into the same category as a hunter wanting to go after ducks. It actually doesn't, because assault weapons don't exist, and semi-automatic rifles used in these kind of shootings happens less often than being kicked to death. So maintain yourself, son, and you know, somebody send him a link to this show. We will be right back.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It is nice to be home. Although home very shortly will change. It won't change for you. It won't change for you. The next change that's going to happen with the show, for most of you, except for it sounding better, you're not really going to know a difference. Not really going to know a difference. This is Lock and Load, though. This is live. It is for January 2016. This part of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I'd like to, in the chat room right now, there he is, there's Kevin. Kevin is ZTalkRadio.com, and he carries Lock and Load there now, ZTalkRadio.com. Go out there and check that out. I'm presuming that he has do you have on-demand stuff, Kevin? You can answer me when you get around to it. you can get around to it when you answer. But anyway, let's take on the tone of epicness, shall I? Whilst I was away, I got notified by the director at Agency Arms that my Glock 21 was finished and headed back to me. This was going to be good because I knew this was, you know, I was looking at delivery around the 22nd of December, which is right in the middle of what has to be the most frenzied time for UPS. Nonetheless, I look forward to it and everything. And I'm watching the, I knew something was awry when I got out there and I'm looking at it. And the last time it had been scanned 3 days before the time that I'm looking at it, still in California 3 days later. I knew that was not the case. Then on the 22nd, I got an email saying it was out for delivery. And I was working at WORD that morning, and I came home, and I'm doing some other stuff, and then I checked the email again because I put out the word, be on the lookout for this gun. And now it says the receiver, I put a video up about this, and this caused undue stress for a day. It was a very stressful day on the 22nd. The said the receiver had turned it down and that it would be scheduled for another day. Now, I called the receiver, and they said, no, we didn't turn down anything. Nothing came. And it turned out the packaging had gotten messed up, and they just kept it and lied on the website. But I did get it.
This is, and let me show you. Right here we have an Agency Arms Glock 19. For those of you watching on the video feed, there's a few of you, not everybody out there, but everybody in Radio Land, pretend like this has a video screen, and this is a Glock, Agency Arms Glock, and this is the field gun. Okay? Field gun. The Agency Arms Glock 21 that I got, this is the Urban, and the Urban has windows cut out on it to further lighten the slide. And this is the lightest Glock 21 I've ever held on to. And I've got it loaded with Polycase and Scepter rounds, which are lighter than any other round out there that I can find. Haven't had a chance to fire this yet. Because even though I haven't been here, I've been very, 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 very busy. But hey, I want to, I wanted to point out that, one, Z Talk is out there. Go check out Z Talk. Z Talk's new. They're carrying me. They support me. So, get them some web views and everything. Check them out there. ZTalkRadio.com. Now, yes, it is black. It is Black Desert Eagle. I'll hold it up again. They have different finishes and different colors and everything, and I'm not really one of those. They don't ask me, Bill, what color do you want? I just say, oh, I want you to build a gun, and then they go out and do it. Very aggressive styling this gun, but at the same time, this was my used Glock 21. This one is not brand new, and you can. It's got a little bit of tolerance in it now, and it has that very good Agency Arms trigger. Yeah. So, there'll be some moments coming up, and when those moments come up, I'm going to be videoing them for you. That's one of my New Year's resolutions, is to bring you more in the way of gear reviews, because I think a lot of people like those, and it's not going to be like, I'm not going to be like some of these guys. I'm actually going to, I'm going to try to bring it to you a little bit differently, and I'm not going to be a reviewer per se where I'm getting out there and saying, well, of course, the slide comes back and it feels like it takes about, and give you some sort of weight or something like that and tell you what the trigger pull is or anything else. I'm just going to tell you how the gun shoots and let you make your own decision. I'll be filming it with high frame rate video, and then you can watch the muzzle flip instead of watching me shoot it in real time. Where it's a little deceptive, you'll actually get to see it in slow motion. So, that's all coming this year. Additionally, we will be at the NRA convention this year. The show will. So, if any of you are out there at the NRA convention, please, I'll be the loudest bald guy out there. But it was a... It has been an eventful 3 weeks because I've just been watching everything that's going on. And we are going to be forced, I'm afraid, for some of us. See, I don't. As far as a president of the United States, who is to say who's actually qualified to do it? I mean, we have had nothing but, for the most part, politicians and for the most part of those, lawyers. We've had a few military people. We've never had anybody with a pedigree in business. We came sort of close with Romney, except Romney did not have the force of personality, I thought, to pull it off. I had lunch with him, and it was, he's a very nice guy. He's a very rich guy. He's a very smart guy, but he's, what we're going to be looking for is we're going to be, the ship of state is going in the wrong direction, and somebody's got to be strong enough to start making the gradual turn. And I think that's about the best we can hope for. Because a president, we don't like the way Barack Obama does things. He's doing the imperial presidency right now. He's leading, trying to make laws as he goes. We can't have that. That's not the way this works. The only way a president, the next president, could do this, could write the ship of state in one term, would be to take over and get rid of the Congress and everything else and just say, I'm running this place. And then we have Fidel Castro, we have Hugo Chavez, or what? And do we want to, I mean, really, do we want to get out there? I know that everybody and everything that is in Congress today, in the judiciary, I know it's all malfeasant, but are we ready to scrap the system simply because the players are corrupt? Is that what we want to do? That's not what I want to do. That's what I not what I want to do. So all of that, all those things considered, I'm waiting to see what we get out of all of this. And in the meantime, you know, that's one reason why I want to go to a third hour, because we're going to talk a lot of presidential politics, because we're at a very precipitous juncture. We've got all kinds of things coming. You know what they are. Of course, that won't keep us from, you know, discussing it in the next 2 hours. But that's all beside the point. That is all beside the point. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to lead off. We're going to take a quick tally of what happened in Chicago, which is gun control land still during 2015. You would think that, you know, with all of the gun safety regulations in place, they would be ultra safe, wouldn't you? Yes. And, of course, those rascally Democrats out there. The same Democrats who, by the way, are trying to push through some Sharia law. We're going to talk about that, too. The same ones want to talk a little Sharia law for us are trying to push another assault weapons ban of 2015. That's all coming up next. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.